moment we're going to be taking communion. And communion is one of those things we do, which Jesus said, to remind us of his return. And he's coming back. So it's a very special time. But I was going to just mention one other thing. Bill, I'm his father-in-law, and so that's how I know him quite well. And I'm very thankful for Phil Evans to leading Bill to Christ, because if he wasn't born again, Julie would not marry him. So I did the premarital counseling, so I did get to know Bill very well, and it's been such a blessing. Another blessing is this morning, I was just singing those hymns, and I realized that my wife and I have something very special with your hymn book. Fred Bach, if you see his name in the front, he actually put that book together, and he did the music for our wedding at Bel Air Presbyterian. So that's very special to us as well. Yeah. So I want to just share now, this is a special time of coming to communion, but I will say before we do, it is important that we come with clean hearts. And in my giving of communion, I generally had a time of silent prayer before taking communion. The reason for that is that we don't drink or eat unworthily, it says in Scripture. So if we could have that time of silent prayer, and then I'll close that and we'll go ahead. Shall we pray? Just take before the Lord anything in your heart. If you have something against somebody or you have a sin that you have to deal with, take it to the Lord for forgiveness. Have cleansed hearts before you take the communion. Lord, you've heard our prayer, and you do take sin and blot it out and remember it no more. And we do come before you, cleansed before a holy God. And now I just want to share with you just what took place, just briefly, just to remind us what did take place. Just the time, at the same night that he was betrayed, he took the elements of the meal, the bread and the beverage. And that was a special time for the disciples. So it actually was a time of celebration. They were celebrating before his death. Jesus knew that that same night he'd be betrayed, the next he'd be on the cross, dying for your sins and mine. And so he did celebrate at that time. And he's asked us to do that in remembrance of him. And so at this time, I'd like to ask those who are sharing the elements to come forward, and we'll be distributing the bread and the beverage in remembrance of him. So, in the same night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, which was his body, represented his body. And I want to pray now regarding his body. Dear Lord, we do thank you that you were able to give your body for us, that it was beaten and broken and bruised, but it is given that we might be not have to take the judgment, that it was all taken on the cross, and you died for us by giving you your body. So at this time we'll be distributing the bread and Jesus said that this was the bread of the new covenant. And he said, take and eat. This is my body that was given for you. Take and eat. It says in Scripture that in like manner he took the cup of the New Testament in my blood, he said. And this time we'll have a word of prayer regarding Jesus' blood, which I believe is eternal. Dear Lord, we do thank you that you shed your blood on the cross for our sins, that we might be cleansed, that we might be holy through the blood, that we might come into your presence and be born again. We do thank you, Lord, for the preciousness of the blood which continues to cleanse us from all sin. We thank you that Jesus bled in order that we might be made pure, made holy in God's sight, that we might come before Jesus, we might come before the Father through Jesus. We ask all this in Jesus' name. This time we'll share the other element, the blood. then Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. And he said, to drink ye all of it. And then they sang a hymn and went out. This morning, I talked to Bill. He's my pastor today, and I have to do exactly what he tells me. So I asked him, can I have family of God? And I thought I would check with somebody from this church, and we did, and they said, yes, we know that song. Right? So it's the family of God. Do you know just one verse of that? And Julie, would you like to help me in the singing of the family of God? You know, my son used to do the sound system in our church. When I sang, he shut me off. So, but Norma said I could keep a tune right now. So.
What number is it?
We'll just sing
what
it.
What number
from,
is it?
Sing it from memory. Do you know, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
543.
Yeah, there you go.
Go fast. 543.
Victory in Jesus. bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my life is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Please stay standing as Alan comes and gives a benediction.
There's a last verse of Jude. There's a doxology. To him who will keep you from falling and be present before you, before his presence, without, I have this small print, Jennifer, my eldest, gave me this, and that's the older than you and the whole thing. So, I'm sorry. I could, yeah, I know. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. And I want to just say, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen. And I have one short announcement, and that is that if you're going to the residence next door, the pastor's residence, that you meet at the front door, and you'll be greeted there at that time by... be welcomed there. And then I was just going to close with a prayer for our lunch, okay? And I'm very grateful for that. Lord, we do thank you that we can meet together in fellowship, much as the early church met together oftentimes in love feast, and they had enjoyed the food together and the fellowship together. This is a great time of celebration. We do thank you for the words that was expressed this morning by Phil and Matt as they shared to give charges. And we pray that you'll just bless our time together, that there will be a warm, wonderful reception today and something we can look back through the years. We ask all this and pray it in your name. And thank you for the food. Thank you very much for the hands that prepared it, and all the preparation that went into this time. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.